We're joined at the media center by our number one qualifier in pro stock, Greg Anderson. His 6.586 second pass at 209.69 earned him his fourth number one qualifying position of the year, his 97th of his career. Greg, talk about conditions today, a little bit different than what we saw yesterday, but were you proud or pleased with what you guys got accomplished in these two sessions today?
Yeah, I think so, because we had kind of two different situations. You had bright sun yesterday, and today we had cloud cover pretty much all day. You had a little bit of a tricky racetrack yesterday. Today the racetrack got real good, so had to make a lot of changes to the race cars, and we hit her on the nose this morning, and I ran real fast this morning, and we kind of made a conscious decision that come Q4, you know, it's been all day on the racetrack, a lot of cars down, it's a little bit warmer out, the racetrack's probably going to go away a little bit, so we backed things down for the final round, we slowed right down, the racetrack was better than it was Q3, so the racetrack is gaining every run, so lesson learned, that's why I didn't run as fast as I thought we could run on the last run, but it's still good knowledge going into race day tomorrow, and I've still got a very fast, very consistent race car. A lot of fast cars, as I said yesterday, and thousands make the difference between number one and number eight. It's crazy, but glad to get the bonus points. Glad to be on top, number one. That's as good as you could set the field for tomorrow in my case, and looking forward to it. I desperately need a good race day, a great race day, really, but I feel positive. I feel good. I feel we've learned a lot about the racetrack over the weekend, and we know what we have in a race car, and it's ready to go do battle, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
How do you want the weather to look tomorrow?
Well, if you look at the weather forecast, it looks like we're going to flop back to sunshine, full sunshine tomorrow. So another change again, but that's okay. It's still going to be good out there. And the more cars that have gone down the racetrack and the more prep that it's got each run, it's just gotten better and better and better. It's not going to lose a bunch tomorrow. Yeah, the sun will be out, but it's going to be a good racetrack. You'll have to make a couple changes for the starting line, but once you get, past the first 50 foot, there will be nothing wrong with a racetrack at all. So you just have to play it on Sunday as a little bit different deal where you have to manage the first 50 foot, but then it wants all you can handle. And that's what pretty much every race day is. So we know the gig. We know how it works. And I think we've figured out what we've been doing wrong on race day the last few races. So I feel good going in tomorrow. And you're going to have to drive great. Car's going to have to run great. And the motor's going to have to run great, as I said yesterday. But I feel confident that we can get the job done.
I think it makes it
easier. What you have in the Pro Stock class right now is you have probably 12 cars that can all run for the pole, and then you have four that might be a couple hundreds behind that. So if you can qualify number one or really in the top four, as it turns out, first round you've got a good chance, Second round on, then it's a dogfight. Now if you qualify below number four, then you're going to have somebody that's just as fast as you first round. It's like racing final round first round. So, yes, it's definitely a benefit to be in the top four right now, in qualifying ladder. At least it gives you what you feel confident about first round. There's no guarantees, though, out here. You can lose to anybody, and we've showed it all year. But you want to be in that top four, and that gives you the best shot you can first round. But come second round, it's crazy. It's like final round racing. Whoever you get is going to be a guy that's just as fast as you. So it's just the way it is. It's the price of poker in pro stock right now, and learn to live with it and get it on.
All right, I'm good.
If you look at how competitive the class is this year, how many rounds are going to other races to change your mindset going into race day? And the way you look at the season, it's going to take probably less round wins.
It probably is, and I haven't won a race this year. I think I've been past second round one time. I got one semifinal finish, the rest second rounds and a first round. So I've got a second round average, and I'm within 50 points of the lead. So if you look at it that way, that's the way it's going to be this year, and you just need to have a good average finish. But unfortunately, I'm the kind of guy that I come to these races to win, and that's what's fun to me. So I don't necessarily come worrying about just making a point or two more than the next guy. I come to win the race. That's what it's all about to me. That's what gives me the fuel to go to the next one. That's what gives every guy that works on my race team the fuel to dig harder before the next race. So you want to win. That's what it's all about, and it's never truer than to me what Ricky Bobby says, if you're not first, you're last. So the crazy thing about the class is, as it's going this year, somebody could be number one at the end of the year without winning a race or without winning more than one race, but I don't want it to be that way. I want to be the guy that wins the most races and wins the championship, so that's still the goal.
I did have something to ask. Warren Johnson's been here today. Number one, has he stopped to see you?
No.
Okay, and number two, he's hinting that he might run a race next year. What would it be like?
He's been hinting for a couple of years now. He just needs to go ahead and get it done. I don't quite understand the excuse. He's 40 miles from here. He should have his stuff here. So I'm going to take it with a grain of salt. Apparently, he's not quite ready yet. And I'm going to call his bluff. If you really thought you were ready, you should have been here.
Good. Thank you. This is year 15 of the school's outdoor.